Welcome back to Hour 3, Segment 3 of the Liberal Patriot Podcast. My name's John Easton. I'm here with Will Cowie.
Good to be back one more time.
We neglected to do this in the first segment. Usually we like to begin the podcast or at least at some point mention the number of Americans.
Yeah, I don't think we'd like to do that. We
feel compelled to mention the number of Americans that have lost their lives so that Bush could... what was it again? We find weapons of mass destruction, or
that's not the reason of the week.
Is it democracy?
Forced democracy with bayonets and hand grenades. Yeah, that's not the reason of the week either.
Wait. Maybe it's I can't remember what it is. But for some reason, Bush felt it was important to
invade Iraq.
He felt it was important that as of today, 2,110 American troops have been killed.
Tragic.
15,704 have been wounded.
Tragic. This is directly related to combat. This isn't the accidents and the suicides and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's quite a bit more than that, too.
Yeah. Tragic. Actually, more of the troops have actually died over there, but these are the ones that they have to list as combat related. I think it's also important to note, as always, that 1,973 of those have been since mission accomplished. When Bush... wore that a gigantic crotch piece and
talk about a froth and crotch,
jumped out of the back of a jet, which he was, believe me, no one was letting him touch the controls.
Then he
walked around and saluted a bunch of people, even though he is basically an AWOL from the National Guard.
Yeah, was that? I know there was a lot of equivocation about whether he deserted or not, but has that ever been
resolved? I really think what the issue is that. Yes, he did desert, but no one's going to make a big deal about it because, really, he was probably more a danger to America when he was on duty. It's kind of like Bush isn't here. Fine. Let's just not make an issue about this.
He's not here right now, right?
Good.
Oh, shoot.
You can imagine the guy who has to do training flights with Bush. He's God, thank God.
I'm the backseater here? No.
Oh, Jesus loves me today. He's drunk and he's AWOL. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Hey, wait, his jet doesn't have live ammo, does it?
We just think it's important that we don't forget
about it. But you kind of got to give it to the guy. I mean, him and Rumsfeld are the only two people, I think, that actually served of the Bush administration. The actually two men that stepped up, of the two women, Condi Rice and Scott McClellan, that actually didn't serve. But of the quote unquote men that actually stepped up and served their military, not to take anything away from Colin Powell or Richard Armitage, but the other cowards there that didn't. And matter of fact, it was a post.
And to those critics who are so pessimistic, I say, don't be economic girly man.
Economic girly man. Yeah, Arnold. Yeah. There's another one that hasn't been resolved. Is the Austrian army still looking for him?
Yeah, but that might be another issue that, I think that when Arnold was involved in the Austrian military, they had, so many complaints probably about groping women, sexual harassment, group sex, they're probably...
Captain Gropinator.
It's kind of like, there's another one we're going to let go.
Yeah, you kind of got to weigh and decide, do we get them for desertion or say, thanks for the memories?
But this morning I was posting a couple posts on theliberalpatriot.blogspot.com.
I love that right-wing blog.
Yeah, they're a little right there, a little bunch of righties. I think they're actually free staters.
I think they're all right.
Yeah. But the first post I talked about the fact that our Border Patrol's uniforms are made in Mexico and how that could be a national security issue, least it's a crime against American workers. Also, I did a little post there, which I'm not going to go into, but you should go check out about Miami police have decided that they're going to randomly start stopping and asking people for IDs at banks.
I don't get it. This is killing me here.
I'll just read the very bit of it, but I want to move on to a post by a right-wing fanatic, W.J. Cowie.
God, he's a fucking nut job.
We got to get him off air. But basically, the Florida issue is Miami police announced Monday that they will stage random shows of force at hotels, banks, and other public places to keep terrorists guessing and remind people to be vigilant. He said Deputy Police Chief Frank Fernandez said officers might, for example, surround a bank building, check the IDs of everyone going in and out, and hand out leaflets about terror threats. And it goes on there, and you can check that out.
The United Police State of America.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it is that I just, when you read articles like this, you just have to basically say the terrorists have won.
After you throw up.
The terrorists have won.
This is what they're looking for.
You know, I mean, in their societies that a lot of these terrorists come from, the terrorist nations, there's no free speech. They can come in and take your property. They can do whatever they want. You have no privacy. You have no rights.
Are you talking about America, or are you talking about the countries that these...
I'm talking about...
Because it sounds like you're describing my hometown.
I'm basically talking about the model that the Bush administration would like to have America follow. But what has happened is these terrorists come from their screwed-up nations. They attack us, and then our right-wing representatives and congresspeople think that the best answer to these terrorist attacks is for us to become a horrible, repressive police state, just like the countries.
Well,
the terrorists have won,
you know,
thanks to right-wing Republicans.
I'm peeing myself just a little with joy here, because when the Democrats do actually get in, when the complacent... confused Democrats.
You disgust
actually do,
me.
Yes, go on.
Go on.
The confused, complacent Democrats actually do get back in power, and they will. All these laws are going to be in place for, say, Hillary Clinton to say, "Look at you, right wing nut job. You're a threat to the Patriot Act, and a threat to Homeland Security, and a threat to libraries all around the country. So we're going to go ahead and arrest you, and Guantanamo Bay will be opened up and for a bunch of right wing politicians." To go spend a little time there, because they actually are paving the way for this. And make no mistake, you mark my words, that this is going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I think what's going to happen, too, is that when the Republicans are out of power, and they can thank people such as Duke Cunningham and Tom DeLay.
The midterms, elections
and
coming up.
And Bill Frist. When they're out of power, they're going to turn around and say... You know, when the Democrats, which they will use these same laws against the Republicans, they're going to turn around and say, these laws are wrong.
They're wrong. All of a sudden, they're wrong. These rules are bad.
These rules are wrong. They need to be repealed. And you know what? On Fox News, they're just going to forget to mention that it was a Republican president and a Republican-controlled Congress and a Republican-appointed Justice Department head, secretary, that implemented these Patriot Acts, these random search and seizure,
nuts.
Forget about it.
That's absolutely nuts. Hey, good thing with the contract with America, good thing we still got that going on.
Yeah, well, the thing about it is that Republican politicians hold their constituents in such low
esteem, yeah.
Yeah,
low disregard.
Well, they realize that anybody stupid enough to vote for a Republican is not worth respecting.
Deserve what
so
they get.
They so disrespect their constituents that they're perfectly willing to pass laws that destroy their economy. They're willing to pass laws that benefit corporations and have all these people.
That grow the already over-bloviated bureaucratic system with government sector jobs.
Let's show these freaks what a bloated, runaway military budget can do.
I want to hear the next part of that.
What I want to go on to now is the post that you put up today. Maybe you could talk about Japanese.
Yeah, the Japanese are I believe they've had this plan, and a couple of other countries of the coerced, the coalition of the coerced, actually have plans in place, and they're going to start implementing them to remove themselves from the Iraq and Afghanistan theaters of combat. And in May, I guess Japan is fixing to pull out, but they actually extended it in pretty much the same press release. They said they're going to extend it from May to December 06, and Japan is pulling out. I think Spain, they already did. The Italians, I'm not quite sure where the Italians are at.
The Italians, I think, were pulling out 1,000, and they were doing that because of violent anti-war protests in their country.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
they can see the sentiment of this country, so they're saying, what the hell, why should we be...
I have to admit that I'm not too concerned about the Japanese pulling out their troops. I mean, for a few reasons. First of all, you know, because when we conquered their country and killed many citizens, hundreds of thousands, and when we dropped two atomic bombs on two cities, non-military cities,
civilians,
and just killed killed civilians with radioactive atomic bombs. The thing about it is that when we did that, and the Japanese unconditionally surrendered, we wrote it into their constitution that they could not have a military.
And they could not be an aggressive nation.
They could not be engaged in any combat. So even though the Japanese are helping us out in Iraq, they are prohibited by their constitution from being involved in combat.
They were doing some flying missions in the first Gulf War.
Well,
too.
They were.
I can see an F-4, a Japanese F-4, in my mind.
But
in 1991, 92, when
what they are allowed to do is they did alter their constitution or amended their constitution to allow them to have a military. They weren't even allowed to have
to
a
do
military.
Peacekeeping missions. Yeah.
They're allowed to have a military and do peacekeeping type of things. So they're actually in southern Iraq, in a very fairly safe part of Iraq, doing non-combat
humanitarian
type of, things. Yeah. So I'm not too concerned about them pulling out. One of the things that keeps me up at night, one of the things I worry about, is if Morocco pulls out its, I don't even know if...
I got to say, I was in Morocco quite a few years ago when I was in active duty military. They were flying F-1 Dassault Mirages, French Mirages, which were no joke. And but the thing about that is they used to have monkeys fly in the backseat and used to parachute down into the battlefield. And quite interestingly, or maybe not interestingly... These monkeys were trained to explode landmines.
I think they also had lightsabers and laser pistols too.
This is straight shit, guy. I'm telling you, this is the real deal.
So what?
The Moroccan government offered 2,000 something landmine detonating monkeys.
So and
those poor bastards.
Listen, I and for those people who are a PETA. People for ethical treatment of animals. I believe these were robotic monkeys.
They
were clone robot monkeys. I'm not sure if they had lightsabers, but I do believe that they had genetically attached bat wings.
But so they had shoes with metal shanks, so it set off the landmine.
Right.
Like that.
So what
the monkey didn't know what hit it. So
for those one or two right wing nuts who have had your sense of humor like surgically removed because you've watched Fox News so much, what we're talking about is that when Bush was getting his coalition of the willing,
coalition of the coerced,
and when he was going around threatening any country he could with sanctions,
cutting them off of federal aid,
or bribing or threatening, as bribing and threatening his way across the free world to get people to join him and his little. Fun and exciting adventure in Iraq, unless, of course, you're one of the 2,100 people or their loved ones who have lost, a family member.
You can see how Uzbekistan decided to say, thanks, America.
So, Morocco said that they don't have a military, but they could send 2,000 landmine detonating monkeys. I'm not sure if we took them up on that.
I don't know.
We might have to. And the thing about it is one of the things that has been happening in Iraq, which has been somewhat reported, but most of the politically numb and
oblivious.
Oblivious, apathetic people in the North Country, I'm sure don't know anything about, is what has happened. Most people have heard of Cindy Sheehan. Well, her son, Casey Sheehan, died. And the reason he was killed, he was a mechanic.
He's a frontline trooper.
For helicopters. He was supposed to be in the back, in the rear with the gear, working on the helicopters. But what happened is because they don't have enough people, they sent this highly trained, skilled helicopter mechanic to do, crossing guard duty. And that's why he was killed. He was killed, guarding a trash dump or stopping people at the airport and asking for their ID. And that's what is kind of what is happening is that they're actually the Air Force hasn't been hugely involved because it's after the occupation, after the overthrow, it's mainly been a ground thing.
Yeah, but the Air Force, I think, is concentrating on Syria, the next land to conquer.
But what I had just read is that the Air Force, they're now going to start having the Air Force get on the ground and do guard duty, which the military is very pissed off about because, they spend tens of thousands of dollars to train these guys to fly these highly technical, advanced, except for China knows all about them, jets. But now,
advanced and not too highly secretive.
It's kind of you send the person through medical school. And you got enough doctors, but you need more,
a warm body directing traffic.
Yeah, you need more truck drivers to drive the oil. So you're yes, you are a doctor and you're supposed to be sewing people up, but you know what we need you to do is drive a truck, tractor trailer.
We'll give you a quick half hour rundown on how to operate this piece of equipment.
We're paying you like
there's not as many dials on this one.
We're paying you like 30 times everybody else to be a doctor, but you know we really need you to drive this tractor trailer of oil through the combat zone here.
Think you might want to take that through there, guys?
So that's what I said. You know, I think we might have turned down the offer of the 2,000 landmine exploding monkeys that Moroccan offered. But you know, at this point, we might want to like suit those guys up and get them out there.
Well, you look at how they utilize the trained troops.
It's to lady monkeys. I'm sure there's some female monkeys in the mix.
Yeah, I'm sure there is too. Okay. And some from young monkeys.
I just had to throw that disclaimer out there.
Probably some young monkeys and some Republican monkeys, I'm sure, are out there.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're in Washington. Oh, God. They're in D.C.
What are you talking about?
But this is just a Republican plan. This is just the Bush administration plan.
Right.
Take a bunch of, say we had, a hurricane towards Louisiana area. Let's take a bunch of highly trained, skilled EMTs, firemen, rescue workers, and give them a bunch of pamphlets and saying, hand them out to the neighborhoods that don't that aren't flooded, and hand them out and say, this is what your administration is doing for you. This is what we want our highly trained, highly skilled people to do, is jobs
we called during the Katrina thing, we know that FEMA called all these emergency first responders together, but then what...
For a photo op.
But then what they realized is like, wait a minute, flooded houses, we have a political emergency here. Could you guys hand out these brochures?
One of the communications directors for FEMA is some...
I went to Washington to solve problems.
And he's solving
them. One of FEMA communications directors for FEMA.
You're
doing a heck of a job. Yes, heck of a job, Brownie.
Brownie.
Here's your severance package.
Yeah.
Check my package. Brownie. But the woman in charge of the communications told Brownie he need to roll up his jacket.
Jeff Gannon?
No, this guy was straight. Matter of fact, I think it was a woman. Or maybe it was Jeff Gannon.
That's what I thought.
Maybe it was Jeff Gannon.
Scott McClellan?
Well, Scott McClellan, one of the two. But he is, as far as I know, Kyle Rove is straight. But
three simple words.
Be true.
I am gay.
Be true to yourself, my brothers and sisters. Anyway, she told Brownie to take off his jacket and roll up his sleeves to look like he was on the job, really working hard.
Well, that's why you pay those people the extra bucks.
That's right.
You know, Frank Luntz and Grover Norquist, listen, I mean, these guys would look even more like smirking chimps if they didn't have somebody to say, you know, hey, roll up your sleeves. Looks like you're the man of the people.
Working chimp, were they...
Laura, Barbara Bush, don't grimace when that black child touches your hand.
Did those
hug them?
Those chimps you were just talking about. Did they volunteer for landmine service at all? Or no.
The Republicans really don't like to be involved in. The thing about it is a lot of Democrats.
Anything with work boots and work gloves.
Right. They criticize Republicans for not serving in the military, but see, Republicans are better than normal people, and they need to be in charge of, like, for example, if we had a disaster in America. We don't need the Bush twins over in Iraq.
That's right.
We need them here.
That's right.
So that they can be making important decisions. You know, all I can say is thank God there was a Republican president when Katrina could hit because it would have been even worse.
Well, we just needed...
Could you imagine if we had some kind of war hero, serious...
Max Cleland or someone like that?
We don't need a thanker.
Bob Kerry?
You know, when your town is under 8 feet of water, you need a guy who's in charge, who you like to have a beer with.
Is Bob Kerry...
You need a good old boy who can pick up...
Can you fucking Google
I don't even hear you in my headphones
I'm not
anymore.
Even making funny anymore, man. Well, I was just wondering if Bob Kerry was a Vietnam veteran and a Vietnam hero, and I was wondering if he... I know he's an amputee, and I was wondering if he was... Is he a Democrat?
Actually, I'm not even smart enough to know who that is.
Bob Kerry's from, like, the left middle.
You disc...
Sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
That's right. Whenever you mention a name who I don't know, I just pretend like you're not talking.
Why
don't you inform me? Who is Bob Kerry?
I don't know. I've heard the name. It's Senator Bob Kerry. He's from the middle left, maybe Ohio, because I don't even know. He was a Vietnam War veteran, and I think he is an amputee. Matter of fact, he might have been a dual amputee. But if you Google that real quick, I won't look like such an asshole, and you won't look like such an asshole for not knowing who I'm talking about. Kerreymouse. But anyway, he's someone like him running the show, and we could perhaps get a little information on this. And what I would like to do is I would like to pose this. There you go.
Okay, he is a senator from Nebraska.
Nebraska, okay.
he did a bunch of things. And
is he an R, a D?
He's a elected as a Democrat to the United States Senate, reelected in 1994, served as yada, 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 was a candidate for reelection.
One more war hero.
National Commission on Terrorist Attacks. He wrote a book called When I Was a Young Man.
When I Was a Young Man, that's memoir. Right.
He's a Democrat, from 1989 to 2001.
The Cornhusker State, huh?
He was a Navy SEAL.
Damn. Richard,
served in the United States Navy SEAL Special Forces Unit, 1966-1969.
No joke.
Wounded in Vietnam, awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor for conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of his life.
Mm. I think he lost a limb, at least one limb.
Well, he operated a chain of restaurants and fitness centers from 1972 to 1982.
And he's an entrepreneur.
There you go.
That's the kind of guy I want to run in my country.
There you go.
Not some guy when the dentist comes back out and sees the seat empty and sees George Bush's hat there. Yeah. I don't want that guy running my country.
Well, what you don't want is Duke Cunningham, when he hears he's going to get 5 years, starts crying like a little baby.
Well, I think it was more like a sissy. But anyway, he was going to get 10 years. So it was 5 years crying like a sissy, 10 years crying like a baby. I think.
He cried. He pled guilty, and then he cried.
Well, Pombo, they're looking
at him. Listen, if you're going to steal millions of dollars, and if you're going to betray America and basically be a traitor, just take it like a man.
Well, the thing that's making
you think Benedict Arnold cried?
The thing... while he was getting hung, I'm not quite sure. But the thing that... Oh, no, actually, he beat feet to...
I think he got away.
I think he beat feet to France.
See, that's like Chalabi. It's like as soon as they started bad-mouthing Chalabi, he ran all the way from the United States to Iran.
Yeah.
And then when Iran basically...
They hustled them to France.
...took over Iraq, then he, got elected to a position in the Iraqi government.
Yeah, well, fucking nuts is that. Yeah. I think I want to be president of this...
he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day.
I guess. And
so I think that should be the new motto of the Republican Party. Like, he who steals and is corrupt and runs away...
Oh, that's good, John.
...can come back. I know.
Let me get Cassidy downstairs to make this thing up for you, because you suck at this.
That was brilliant!
Yeah, I'm not very articulate after the... Something happens after espresso 14.
Your tongue is growing.
And before 15. Yeah, I start to swell up from dehydration.
Or patriotic mucus, one of the two.
I'm swelling with patriotic mucus.
That's right.
So what?
But I don't know. You look at the corruption that, we keep harking back to the corruption on the
It's a gift that never quits giving.
Yeah, I mean, it's
the well never goes dry.
Well, no, it doesn't. And now the state, the New Hampshire GOP, they subpoenaed documents.
Watch your mouth.
They subpoenaed documents from the state GOP about this James Tobin thing recently. And what's really cool about this is Chaz Prusman on top of this. Chaz. Has been on top of this, and there's no doubt going to be some more indictments laid down right here in this glorious state of New Hampshire.
Right.
Through this, Sununu, remember we talked about Sununu and Shaheen earlier in the, in the podcast? A lot more crap going to be laid down for these Republicans that made their own bed and now are lying in it.
Let's do a little...
Not only lying, but lying in it.
Another post from theliberalpatriot.blogspot.com.
I love that right-wing blogspot.
This was another post by William J. Cowie, and it makes me...
solid work and nail-banger, that guy.
And it's kind of like a state watch thing. So before we blast out of this third segment, why don't we do a little state rundown... this is regarding Maine.
Yep. These
and your guest bedroom.
Yeah, that's right. My lovely wife.
You can see a picture of the work of William Cowie. He's an interior decorator.
Well, I don't know about all that. you can't see my work. That's all the fluff that my wife did.
Yeah.
But
don't lie. He is a great decorator. The patterns and the
pink frilly things. I like pink frilly things. Yeah. And if I got indicted for taking $10 million, I'd probably weep like a pussy too. But anyway, that's beside the point.
Tell us about Maine's abstinence only.
Yes, Maine was offered $160,000. That's a drop in the bucket to teach an abstinence only sex education program, and they were supposed to come up with $120,000 of their own. They told
Praise the Lord!
Just say no. But anyways, you'll see the correlation between the bedroom and the same-sex thing, you smart folks out there. They are one of, I think, the last four or five states that actually said no to federal grants for same-sex, just say no, abstinence, right-wing Republican Christian evangelical clerics.
The American Taliban.
The American Taliban, isn't
it? Here's what you have here. It's a little
Christiano-fascism, I think.
A little bit of numbers for our progressive listeners who can handle it. Right-wing listeners...
No, you don't have enough fingers and toes.
You might as well just, I don't know, whatever you guys do, steal some money from somebody.
Blame Clinton for this.
Yeah. Yeah, put your fingers in your ear and...
And just say, Clinton, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. take out your pictures of Hillary and hate at that for a few minutes while I read these numbers.
Throw a few more dots
on it. Citing a potential conflict with a 2002 state law that mandates teaching teenagers everything...
This is from Maine.
...from self-restraint to contraception, Maine declined about $160,000 in federal money for fiscal 2006. Maine would have had to pitch in $120,000 of its own to accept the federal money, and instead of teaching as their state laws require that they teach everything. You know how these intelligent designers like to say, well, you should teach everything. You shouldn't just teach evolution. You should teach intelligent
design. It's all about democracy as long as you do it our way.
You know, it's not appropriate. You should teach everything out there. You know, so basically not only should you teach that John F. Kennedy was shot from a man with a rifle in a book depository, you should also let students know that aliens might have, zapped his body back in time, and that it was actually the Kennedy robot that was destroyed, and actually Kennedy is being held prisoner right now. You should teach him everything.
That's right. And not only used a depository, or is that a suppository? I'm mixing my metaphors.
I think that you are dying to talk about Jeff Gannon.
I love that guy.
And so does Scotty.
I saw his.
We can't get off that Jeff Gannon. That's why.
Neither can Scott McClellan.
That's why anyway. That's why he does so well.
I think you might be right, but I think he's Joe Shit the Ragman's pen pal.
I believe you're right.
Well, he's some sort of pal. He bends over backwards and forwards for that guy.
Yeah, but getting back to this issue.
And maybe Mark Seidenstein does too.
So
I don't know.
It is a. The thing about it is that Maine would have had to kick in $120,000 to get $160,000, and they would have had to tie their hands and refused. That means that you're not going to, as the intelligent designers, want you to teach everything. The Bush administration, the federal government, would have forced Maine to quit talking about how to use a condom, how to obtain birth control pills, how to... do anything but not have sex. So,
well, you know what pisses me off even more about this?
Well, let me just finish this one thing. So Maine would have gone from spending that... you bastard.
Right?
Maine would have gone from having $100,000 or so of their own money spent on sex education. They would have had to... just to accept the money from the federal government, they would have had to they would have spent $300,000+ simply saying, do it.
Just don't do it.
Just say no.
That's the only way.
Just say no.
But, you know, you look at Heritage, and I don't know if it's part of the Heritage Foundation, right-wing Heritage Foundation think tank, but it says Heritage Maine, but it's a Christian-based, you know, I'm all about the Christians, that's fine, but don't jam it down my throat. But anyway, they got a $1.5 million federal grant, and a grant is still your money. Why are they giving it to organizations like that to teach only abstinence, or to teach only anything? Why are these religious groups, these radical religious groups, getting federal funding anyway? Is my question to you, John Easton, who would probably know, because I just seen you Google Bob Kerry, and you're not nice on that computer there.
I don't know.
You know, you don't know why they're getting federal money, but it just befuddles my confused mind.
This is what the Bush administration has tried to do with every part of the government, is that the government funds certain programs. And it is not within their power to necessarily stop the funding altogether. So what they've tried to do is they don't want to give money to help people who are poor.
It is within their power because it's in the Constitution. You shouldn't be funding organizations like that anyway. Separation of church and state.
That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is that the Republicans would like for no hungry people to be fed, for no people without homes to have shelter, for no people who are unemployed to have assistance.
Or underemployed.
For no people without health care to have health care. They would like to see that. They think that taking money from their millions and giving it to someone who's hungry is a crime against God. So what they
because they're not working hard,
right?
Because
they're not working hard enough. But but that's what they want to see. Now, politically speaking, they can only do so much of that. So they cut as much as they can, and when they can't politically cut anymore, then they say, "Okay, we're being forced to give this amount of money to hungry people.
Right.
Let's offer that federal aid to churches
in the form of a church grant, right?
Faith-based money.
Faith-based
money. We're forced to spend a certain amount of money on sex education. So you know what? New rule. It has to be abstinence only. Yeah, we're forced to give a certain amount of money to the public school system. So let's only do it to schools who live up to a certain standard.
Well, it's nice to see states like actually California. I think Pennsylvania is on there, and the state of Maine. It's nice to see that these states have the balls or the ovaries to say no to the federal government, no to that money.
More testicles mean more iron.
Yes, they sure do. But it's nice to see states that have a that have a loaded cod sack and that can say no.
Well,
they're not going
to
do it.
But that's what I feel is the reason they're doing it. I mean, if you listen to Grover Norquist and you listen to these right-wing nuts, you'll basically hear them say they don't want to give anything. Mm-hmm. And the only reason they do it is because they don't have the courage. They know that the American people are generous and open-hearted and kind, and they don't have the courage to stand up in front of them and tell them what they really think. What they really think is, hey, a hurricane's a hurricane. It's an act of God. It ain't our fault. You're just going to have to figure out a way to get over it.
Suck it up and work,
you know?
Hard.
But the American people believe in helping one another. And
sure.
So they want these people to be helped. And, you know, they don't care. They don't care if someone was unemployed, living in a ghetto, or staying at their mama's house, and their house got wiped away. They say, federal government, we want you to give them $2,000 credit cards. We want you to give them a place to live. We want you.
They should be helped.
We don't care if they turn out better off than they started, just that these people lost everything and need to be helped.
Right.
And so the Bush administration and other politicians, conservative politicians, are forced to do the right thing. So they say, well, let's see if we can pervert this in any way. And that's what we see with abstinence-only education. They are forced to do this. So if we're going to be forced to do it, let's see if we can pervert it.
Well, here's something from me. In the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear the William J. Cowie
abstinence-only handbook.
Abstinence-only from Crack Politics Plan. No, you're going to see the William J. Cowie plan for a single-payer health security assurance plan. And this will probably...
You should work together with Bernie Buzzell on that.
Well, Bernie, yokey-doke. But Bernie, I love you. But this being worked out with myself and Susan Bruce, we're going to crack this bad boy wide open, and Susan Bruce is scheduled to come back in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, we need Susan Bruce back on the podcast.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk about this.
We wanted to talk about Charlie Bass more, but truthfully, we just, our wealth of ignorance astounded us.
Sometimes your wealth of ignorance astounds me.
We just couldn't do it, Susan. We need you back on here to straighten us out with the Bass.
Rein it in, guys.
You know what the worst part about it is?
No, I don't.
The worst part is that she's in Bradley's district, and she has to come over here and educate us
Bass. Charlie Bass, that's right.
Well, somebody's got
to. But I will say, as far as Charlie goes, him being on, I think one of them has to do with arms or intelligence or lack thereof, is he had no idea what PTSD was, and you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, and you know, he had to look to one of his aides for that.
Consult with him and say I have.
Sorry.
I'm with it. Go ahead and run that.
This is my favorite. I'm going to cut this down so we can get a certain part of it.
Consult with the leader. Say I have an interest.
Consult with the leader so he stops me from going and moving on this? What do you mean consult with him? What are you talking about?
I wish he said, what do you mean consult with him? That's bullshit. You should have said that. Maybe we'll kind of spike that up for next week.
What
do you mean consult with the leaders? That's a bunch of crap.
But actually, I want to cut that so it just like, what do you mean? You know, like, you idiot.
What do you mean? I'm not that good of an actor. What do you mean?
So I think I'm ready to head on out of this unless you want to.
Let's hit the road.
Okay.
I got to get some of those signatures that I need.
George Bush doesn't care about black
people. Since we're talking about Katrina.
It's a stone cold
fact.
Oh,
I have something else to add. The first school in the New Orleans area has opened up.
It's been open, yeah.
It is it was a smart kid school that allowed like special like advanced AP, advanced writing and stuff, but it's going to be opened as a regular public school.
Great. Good to hear.
But the bad news is that it holds 500. Only 250 kids have registered, and of those 250, only 120 have showed up. No one's moving back because the Bush people have just fucking abandoned it.
Peace out.
Is there an antidote for coffee? Sleep.
Pizza.
Out.
5 days in this motherfucking attic. Can't use the cell phone, I keep getting static. Dying cause they lying instead of telling us the truth. Other day the helicopters got my neighbors off the roof. It's cool cause they said they coming back for us too. That was 3 days ago, I don't see no rescue. See, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. Since God made the path and I'm trying to walk through. What? Swam to the store trying to look for food. Corner store's kinda flooded, so I broke my way through. I got what I could, but before I got through, the news said police shot a black man trying to leave. Don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people. George Bush don't like black people.